Hey, this is Lacey, and welcome to this week's episode of SmartCast. I'm joined today with Dr. Ben Eskra and his nurse, Emily. They are joining us via Zoom from North Carolina at his plastic surgery office. So thank you both so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to join me today and talk a little bit about our BTL devices that we both use and love.
Well, thank you so much for having us, Lacey. This is great.
Yeah. So we met each other at a BTL conference. What was it, like a year ago now, at least?
Probably almost, yeah. Definitely like at least a year, probably a year and a half.
Yeah. So we met you guys there. It was at a Miami BTL conference. We had the best time. We loved getting to know you guys so much better, and we've just remained friends ever since then. You guys are amazing. We love you. We love supporting your business and sharing all of your content that you share. And I just love that we can kind of lean on each other to help each other with ideas and marketing ideas and information about what's working, what's not working. And then, you know, what we love about BTL devices as well as other devices that we both have and love.
We agree. We think this has been a great friendship. And, you know, what I've found is that offices that have BTL devices are thinking bigger. They're thinking about the future and, you know, how they can really add value to their patients. And, you know, so we just obviously have sort of the same philosophy on how to run our businesses and our practices. And that's, I think, what one of the big reasons why we clicked from early on.
Yes, I agree. And I think that it's really great, too, that it seems like most everybody that have BTL devices, it's like a little community. So it's been really fun getting to know the different providers and keeping those connections going for sure. So we all have basically the same devices within BTL. We both have AmSculpt Neo, the Amcella, the Exeon now, the M-Face. We're doing amazing with ours, and I know you are as well. Tell me how you guys are incorporating those devices in with your surgical procedures, and like, what kind of results are you seeing from that?
Absolutely. You know, so I think these devices, you know, work great as a standalone system. And they're really, I think, for us, a really important part of, you know, our practice in general, but definitely combining them with surgery can be really, really helpful. So, you know, of course, AmSculpt Neo is fantastic. Before and after a tummy tuck, we just had a patient recently who came to us originally not quite ready from a weight standpoint to be a great candidate for a tummy tuck. So we started with some AmSculpt Neo for her, got her some improvement in the fat, and it also made her core stronger. And then she lost a little bit of weight and felt great, and then had some extra skin that she was bothered by, as well as a scar from a prior C-section. So we just recently did her tummy tuck after AmSculpt Neo. We've also seen a lot of really great results from doing AmSculpt Neo after a tummy tuck as well, to help to tighten up those muscles and kind of support that plication that we do. And of course, it goes great with liposuction as well. And just sort of building that muscle underneath, because just removing fat is not always the answer. I think one of the things that BTL does very well, better than any other device company, is that muscle building technology. So, you know, I think that is part of what makes patients, you know, look better. So, you know, incorporating that. And then, you know, M-Face has been just a complete game changer, as you know, in facial aesthetics. And mm-hmm. then, you know, with the addition of Exion as that extra tool that we can use in, you know, both face and body, I think has been absolutely fantastic.
Yes, I agree. So Emily, how are you incorporating in the M-Face with your injectables?
Oh man, we do a lot. So I have, what our patients will do a lot of times, just depending on kind of where they are. We had a lady recently that came in, she did her series of M-Face treatments. She looked phenomenal. She had great skin quality. She just needed some volume, had a little bit of loss of volume. So we completed those. She looked phenomenal. We did, several syringes of filler just to build back some volume that she needed in like her cheeks and her folds. And she was, what, in her late 60s, I think it was. And, I mean, it took, like, 15 years off of her face. I mean, it was phenomenal, her results. Everybody loves them. But being able to pair, I guess, the Exion and M-Face and the injectables are a huge benefit to these patients, because recently, over the past couple of years, patients do not want to go undergo a facelift and do a lot of surgical treatments. They're looking for non-invasive, less healing, less downtime, something they can do and get right back at it. I like that the series of all these treatments are six, so it's not knocking patients down and they're having all this recovery time. They're able to come do their treatment, go back to regular day life, come back and see you next week. It's not a huge downfall. But the injectables are just kind of the added bonus. The Enphase, the Exion do all the work, and then just kind of tweaking at the end with the injectables and stuff has been a huge benefit. Our patients love it.
Yeah, it's building a really great foundation, and then you can kind of like sprinkle the good stuff on top with toxins and dermal fillers and things like that.
I think I have a misconception early on that you might have to, like, I do this stuff and I cut all that stuff out. And I'm like, no, that's just,
yeah.
These are the icing on the cake. So we're
Yes.
going to set everything up, and then you just get to kind of a little added bonus at the end with the toxins and fillers.
Yeah, so I feel like we're definitely seeing better patient outcomes now that we have all of these different treatment modalities to add in, with whether it's surgical procedures, toxins, or dermal fillers, or Radiesse, or Sculptra, or whatever, you know, it may be that they're doing. They're just getting such a different level of result now than they were before.
I couldn't agree more. And I really think that a lot of times in the past, we were trying to get fillers to do things more than what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And now we don't have to ask that of that filler. We can use it for what it works well for, adding volume and helping to blur wrinkles. And then we can use the Enphase for lifting, and we can use the Exion for skin tightening. And so, you know, when you pair those modalities, I mean, it just allows each tool to do its work in the best possible way.
Yes. So I love that these devices do work so well together, and there's like an infinite amount of different treatment modalities that you can layer together. What has been your favorite treatment protocol for face and then also for body?
I love the Enphase and then Exion back behind it. It's just in tailoring. You've got so many devices at your fingertips right now with all the BTL products that
mm-hmm.
everybody might not need, you know, this one treatment protocol of Exion, Enphase. I mean, you can just break it down and do so many different things. You've got so many, like you said, different options. But I love Enphase and then the Exion behind it. I think it's just an overall, you're getting the tightening, you're getting, you know, the lift, all that. And that's what they, you know, our population here in Eastern North Carolina is what they're looking for. So.
And for me, I think, you know, in terms of the body stuff, I really love the pairing of M-Sculpt Neo with M-Cella for sure. You know, that's the M-Cella, I think, is the one we sometimes forget about. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's not creating any visible results, but it's really a game changer. And then, you know, in certain patients, I still have a really good place for M-Tone. I think that's, you know, another, you know, very useful tool for some skin tightening and then cellulite reduction. And so, you know, we're pairing that, especially in thighs and buttocks and that sort of thing, with M-Sculpt Neo. And that's, I think, one of my favorite combinations.
Yeah, I joke with people all the time and say that considering that M-Cella is like one of the one devices that you really can't prove what you did, there's no before and after pictures from that. It is single-handedly the most patient-satisfied treatment that we offer. Like, so many clients are so excited about the results with that. It's life-changing for them. And then just having those patients that have already had great results from the M-Sculpt Neo, they're very trusting in that the other treatment modalities from that device manufacturer are going to be effective for them. So that's been really helpful for us.
Yeah, what's really good about their devices is these patients will come in and start out with just Neo or M-Cella, and they see that, okay, well, this works, and I'm actually getting the results these people are telling me I'm going to have. And finally, you've got their devices across the board. You get great results from all of them. Like you said, M-Cella, you get great results from Neo, the Enphase, Exion. So it just triggers them to want to do more. Okay, well, I've done this now, M-Cella. Let me just try this Neo. I've seen the proof's in the pudding. So we've got them, and they do multiple different treatments.
They do. It's addicting. I wish that they just had like one big vat that I could just dip my whole body in and just say, okay, take care of it all.
Right. And get me out next week when I'm done.
Right. So are you doing a lot of combination treatments with the Exion skin tightening and the SRF together? And then when you do the Exion face treatments, are you doing the full face? Are you doing a lot of like eyes on their own, jowls on their own, around the mouth on their...
Mostly just, I mean, if they're coming in, we're doing the full face and neck. And I have a lot that are treating above the knee area. We're doing some abdomen. We're doing some of the chest a little bit. But, I mean, it's typically full face and neck is what I mean. our population again here, we see some of the younger, but also ours are kind of, late 40s and on, and you need to address it all. You don't want to treat the face and then leave the neck. So,
But I love the addition of that face handpiece to be able to tighten individual areas on the face. So I agree completely with Emily. It's full face and neck for the radiofrequency microneedling, and we still have pulses left once we've done that. And so, let's move on to another area as well. Just not let any of those go to waste. And then individually, depending on each patient, we're going to come back in with that face handpiece and be able to individually tighten, jowls or target the periorbital or perioral areas. And love that for that individual, touch that you can add to some patients.
Always add, if you don't go straight to like a fully ablative laser, sometimes the perioral area is harder to deal with. And I mean, it's, you can get great results doing some fillers and stuff, but I have seen phenomenal results from some of my patients that are in their 50s and 60s whenever we're doing the RF Exion to that area. I've got a patient, she just finished her sixth treatment last week, and it's just night and day. I'm excited to bring her back in for pictures, but I mean, it's phenomenal.
There's a lot of demand for treatment on the bodies now as well. And I guess that, BTL kind of paved the way for that. But now people are really asking to treat, crepiness on their arms or sagginess on their arm area. They're wanting to treat their hands. They're wanting to treat areas that they weren't necessarily concerned too much about before. It was really mainly the face, and then it kind of gradually went down to the neck and then the chest, and now the body is where it's at. People really are focusing on their body and anti-aging and regenerative treatments for those areas.
I mean, we've been doing this for a long time. I've been with him well over 10 years now, and it's finally in the past like 3 years. I don't know what happened or what has set in, but people are like all about skincare now, want to take care of their skin. They're paying attention. It's not just the face anymore. It's about the body. So, I mean, BTL has it covered head to toe, but being able to treat all these different areas, the body, especially, like you said, it's a huge bonus.
Self-care is really people are spending a lot more time and effort and energy and money on taking care of themselves, and I think that's great. And I love that we are both well prepared to be able to accommodate that demand.
But couldn't agree more. And I'm seeing more with these devices that patients are going on to do more and more, even of the same treatment, more neo and then of course, M face maintenance and all that kind of stuff. I love the reaction that I get after an M face maintenance treatment because it kind of freshens up that snatched look that they had when they first did the treatments and just kind of freshens up that and just gets them all excited again about the treatments.
It's amazing how quickly they can see results with the M face too. Like I did before and after pictures on myself after only two, and I was blown away at my own results. And I'm so thankful that I did take before and after pictures because I see myself every day. But seeing those side by side, I was just like shocked at the difference. And then I went to another conference, and another, practice owner that I ran into at a previous conference asked me if I had lost weight. And I was like, no, but I did the M face. And she goes, oh my gosh, that's it. You look like you've lost weight. And it was just because I had that youthfulness restored back to my face.
Yeah, and it's so crazy that every other thing that I feel like we've ever had device wise for the face, like hang on, you're going to see a result. It takes
Yes.
time,
Be
and
patient.
that's right. You don't have to tell patients that they seeing a result in the mirror instantly, and and then of course it just kind of keeps getting better and better. But it's patients are excited throughout their treatments, and that's like so unique to Emphase for sure.
I've never in all of my years, going back to what you said, had so many patients even text us on their own before and after pictures. And they're like, oh my gosh, I'll sign whatever you want. You can share my pictures. I'm so happy with my results. This is amazing. It's changing my life. Like, I love this so much. I can't wait to do my next one. So it's really fun to see them get so excited and pumped up about their results. I love that.
It is, and they're excited to see us excited. So when we first did our treatments, I took a before and I took a treatment right after my very first one. And I mean, I could tell we left work that day and I got like right out here pulling out of the parking lot. I was like, oh my gosh, I can see a result right now. What in the world? He's like, I told you.
Yeah.
Be able to tell the patients that they trust us. They trust us enough to come here and then to be able to tell them what we've seen personally. And they're like, if you love it, I love it too. So just sign
Yeah.
me.
Yeah. And I love that they're almost pain-free. It's very comfortable treatment. It's not very painful at all. And to get results like you get with these devices without having pain or discomfort or downtime or any significant downtime with the microneedling, it makes a big difference too, because then people get excited about doing it and they want to keep coming back in and doing it over and over and over again and getting those amazing results because they are being so consistent with it as well.
Yeah, and so many things that we have had for the face, I think, have hurt so much that it's, can even be hard to get a patient through the series of treatments or, to convince them to do, I mean, you'd never convince them to do a maintenance treatment because they just go, I mean, I'm done with that. And that's just not the experience with really any of the BTL devices.
Well, I mean, if I'm not excited about to do it, if I'm not excited to do a treatment, it's going to be really hard for me to show that passion and excitement to get someone else to do it. And I have a big team. We have 21 staff members, I think, and they all love it and get excited about it, and that makes such a big difference.
Yeah.
So, kind of stepping outside of BTL, you guys brought on the AviClear. Have you gotten that in?
We've got it on order and probably ordered at the same time everybody else did, and so it hasn't quite gotten here yet,
I check the back door every day waiting for it.
You do.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so we've had the AviClear for I guess maybe close to a year now. It does hurt a little bit more than expected, but it gives amazing results. And so I think that with acne, it's something that's a little bit more emotional for people, and so they are willing to endure a little bit more pain for that. So it's been a more targeted audience of people that are candidates for that. It is a little bit more painful than I would love for it to be, but it is very effective. And then we've actually included Diamond Glow treatments with it, complimentary. So as they go through that potential purging phase, they'll do the Diamond Glow in between. So they'll do the AviClear, and then a week or two later, they'll do the Diamond Glow, and then they'll finish out their series like that. And so we've treated several of our staff and many of our clients, and everybody's gotten a really great result from it. So we're very excited about that because especially people that don't want to go on Accutane or can't go on Accutane for any reason, this has been a really great option for them.
We're excited. When I reached out to you, gosh, it's been months ago, and was asking about it, and you had it. It kind of got me excited. Acne's not really something we've dabbled in a whole lot, but we get a lot of questions about it. We get a lot of calls about it. And I honestly, I kind of like nudged him to let's get it because I am 39 years old and still have issues with outbreaks here and there. I've done that same thing twice, and it's brutal. It's hard for you. It's rough to deal with having to get the constant blood work and stuff. I'm just excited to be able to offer. I mean, we see a lot of patients coming here for other things, and I mean, for injections and stuff, and they have horrible acne, and they'll say, "I wish you guys would get something for acne." And it's nice now to be able to say, "Well, we've got it. It's coming. I'm excited. We're waiting for it." But I'm just excited. And like you said, patients will be fine to deal with that for a series of three treatments. To not have the constant everyday struggle of acne. And it is, I mean, it is emotional. I mean, it gets you down. There are days where I've had issues and they're not near as bad as some of my patients I see. And I'm like, I don't even want to leave the house today and go to work. This is terrible. Like, I'm 39, I shouldn't have acne. But to be able to help them now is, I mean, that's one more check in the box for us. So, and we can offer them and help them deal with it.
Well, two little tips that we've discovered has kind of helped us a little bit help our patients get through is we got a water bottle like sprayer mister. And so keeping the face really, really wet while you're treating really helps. And then also letting them listen to whatever music they like. Typically we have the spa music in the rooms, but if you kind of like let them zone out a little bit listening to the music that they like, that does help. And then of course we have ProNox, so that's always helpful too.
Yeah.
For sure. And it makes it like without that acne being treated, you can't go on to some of these other treatments. I mean, they're just
Yeah.
they're going to flare the acne or cause other issues and or just not really even be able to be done. So I think, you know, in patients that are dealing with it, that needs to be the place that you start.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you start fixing some of the acne scarring and you start, you know, making some of the cosmetic improvements that they want, but the acne's got to get treated. And so, you
Yeah.
know, and
It
we
gives them their confidence back. I mean,
Yeah.
especially a lot of these teenagers in their 20s and stuff. I mean, that's just one thing they always ask about, and they're super down about it. And, you know, I hate having to turn away business and say, hey, go such and such, go to another place. Like, we need you in-house. I want to handle this for you. So I'm excited to get it.
Well, and if you can prevent someone from having to go on any type of antibiotic or medication, then that's a win in my book. So having the option to have something that, yes, it hurts while you're doing the treatment, but then the pain is over and you don't have to be on a medication and you can feel good and you don't have to do blood work and you don't have to do any of those other steps. I think that it's definitely an option worth looking into if you're somebody that's struggling with cystic acne or persistent acne, whether you're a teenager or an early adult or having adult acne in general. So I
The
think.
son going off to his sophomore year in college, and he keeps asking me, "Did you get it yet? Did you get it yet?" So he's ready too.
Yeah.
Patiently waiting for it.
Yeah. So we're happy with the results so far, and for me, like anything else, it's seeing that change in their excitement about themselves and being able to feel good about themselves, and just seeing that light up in their eyes again. So.
For sure. That's very exciting.
Are there any new technologies that you guys are hoping will be coming out in the near future? Anything that you're looking for or hoping that comes out?
I'm hoping to have a little bit of a break. I feel like I've bought a lot of devices lately, so a little break would be nice.
I feel that deep in my soul.
For sure, right? But you know, and the other piece of it too is because we've gotten a lot of new technologies, it's like figuring out the best way to implement them. They all fit together, but like those puzzle pieces fit a little differently for each patient, right? You may,
Right.
I mean, and a lot of times I really want to start with Enface and then build from there. But, you know, in some patients, I mean, their skin's so bad, I'd rather start there kind of thing. And so figuring out, you know, how to best utilize all the devices and, you know, literally just have the people and everybody available to do the treatments
Right.
and you know, Exion is a little more hands-on, requires a little bit more time. And so, you know, putting all these things in place, it's can be overwhelming, but also, you know, just a fun part of this, a part of growing and doing more.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, it all depends on the patient's needs specifically too. Like, do they have a lot of time until they need to reach their goal? Are they in a hurry to reach their goal? Like, what specifically are they looking to achieve in the big picture? So,
What about you? How about what are you excited for? Or what do you anticipate, you know, kind of needing or seeing?
I'm kind of thinking that with the M-Face, platform that there will be some treatment areas come to market that will be able to address areas that we weren't able to treat before. Hopefully for like men in their pec area or back bra fat area and things like that. I'm kind of looking for something available with the M face with those electrodes, just because they're not going as deep as the M Sculpt Neo does, submental, things like that. I
Yeah,
think
the
the
neck,
neck for
the
sure.
neck. Yeah, the neck.
See. Some, but
Yeah, and even like underneath the arms for some skin tightening that's hands-free, I think that would be incredible.
yeah, if I think you know, it seems like you could do some of that same RF skin tightening technology that they have in the face and piece, and like you said, you know, maybe a little bit
Sure.
hands-free. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, so we use the small applicators with the M Sculpt Neo, but there are just like certain areas that it just doesn't quite hit. We can use the Exion body for that, but I think it would be really neat if they had the like a little electrodes that we use with the M Face. Maybe some isolated above the knees too. So just like some like little niche treatment area pads would be fun.
Yeah, for sure.
I like that idea.
For sure.
Yeah. Or maybe even like one to do like the little lip lift instead of having to do a surgical lip lift.
That's a really good idea. That could totally be adapted.
Yeah.
I think that would be really neat.
I think you're on something.
Okay.
We're going to join the BTL R&D team.
I think you need to be. You've got some great visions.
Well, I thank you both so much for joining me today. I had so much fun getting to chat with you guys and hear what all you guys are up to. And hopefully we can do this again soon. But I know you guys have surgery and other things that you've got to get back to for the rest of the day. But
I've got an Exxon waiting.
Okay. Well, thank you both so much. It was so good to see you both.
Thank you so much, Lacey. It was great to see you again.
Hope to see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of SmartCast, and we'll see you next week.